Yes, everyone, welcome to Tactical Preview, Manchester United versus Arsenal. My name's Stephen Howson. If you're new to the channel, press that subscribe button and do me a favour and press the like button if your head is still up your arse after Wednesday night, because I know mine is. I have not been able to think straight for the longest time about anything that's been happening. It's been just wild, hasn't it? It's been absolutely insane. So subscribe and like if you're new, and give it a like if your head is still firmly wedged up your arse after the chaos on Wednesday night. So it's back down to earth after that unreal midweek game and the scenes that we saw there. I'm hoping United carry that level of confidence that it must have given them. Think about those young players, the likes of Mason Greenwood, that are making their debut in such a monumental historical game. But we have got a big test this weekend, and as much as we take the piss out of Arsenal, it's still going to be a very real test for us. We travel to the Emirates Sunday with a chance of going into third. Now, I'll caveat that by saying it heavily relies on Spurs needing a big defeat, which is probably a little on the unlikely side. But the fact that we can sit here and say we can move into third this weekend, given that we was 13 points adrift of them only in December when Ole Gunnar Solskjaer took over, is unreal, isn't it? Absolutely unreal that we've made up that amount of ground. We can draw a level with them, regardless of goal difference and stuff like that. But the fact that we can even say that is absolutely fantastic. Now, Arsenal come into this game with three wins, one draw and two losses in their last six. All the wins came at the Emirates, so it's on the road that they've struggled with a little bit. Now, Arsenal started this season with, after a couple of defeats early doors, 22 games undefeated once Emery got his feet under the table and started to figure out what they was going to do. Then since Christmas, about, I think it was the 16th of December, when that run came to an end, they've lost 8 in 19. So they've really hit the skids big time since then. Massively inconsistent. Fans doing what they normally do, absolutely losing the shit. And Emery started to, I think, doubt himself a little bit. His selections are starting getting a little bit erratic, and he's changing formation without much sense, if that makes sense. Now, Solskjaer has changed the formation with United, but there's been tactical reasons behind it, and obviously personnel shortage reasons behind that as well. But I'm seeing from Emery a little bit of erratic behaviour. That's what it feels like to me. Now, Emery, like I said, he's been pretty flexible with it, and there's two shapes that I think Arsenal are probably going to line up in. The first one, of 3-4-3, something that they've deployed pretty frequently throughout the reign that Emery's been there. The last time they used it was in the 4-1 home win over Bournemouth, and I can't really see any sort of predictable pattern to the reasons why they use it all the time. It just seems to be when he feels like it, which is a horrible analysis, but that's all I can think of, to be honest with you. The other formation that they do use quite frequently is just the standard 4-2-3-1, and that's what I think he's going to go with. I expect to see Xhaka and Guendouzi sitting deep and let Ramsey go and do his thing and try and create a little bit, almost like a number 10, a little bit in terms of like what you'd kind of want to see from Paul Pogba, really. But it's the defence. Arsenal's defence is their biggest issue, and it's not that they leak a ton of goals, because they don't. I think they've actually got a better defence than we have in the league. It's that they're just stupid, shocking mistakes that they make, normally in a tight game, which means that they end up conceding something that costs them a result. With Bellerin being out, I expect it's probably going to be Maitland-Niles, Socrates, Koscielny and Kolasinac, and I just don't think that is a top four Premier League team backline. I really don't. So United are coming into this with Jesse was seen in training. Ollie mentioned that Martial, Matic and Herrera will be back fit, and I think that Marcus is probably going to end up sitting this one out. He's clearly had a knock since Liverpool, and I think it would be a wise move to rest him up if Tony Martial is available. So the 11 that I'm going to go with is as follows. I'm going to go with David De Gea in net. I'm going to go with Dalot at left back. I don't think we need to go into why. Just go with me on this. Right back even. Left back Luke Shaw. Smalling and Lindelof, which does seem to be now forming into quite a formidable partnership between these two. I thought they were both colossal against Paris midweek. Let's bring the gang back together. Pogba, Herrera and Matic straight back into that midfield, but with a twist. I want to bring Fred in here as well, because I think Fred's a very interesting player. I don't think he performed great early in the season, but I think he's getting the rhythm of this team, and I would like to see him surrounded by better players. And I don't mean that in a disrespectful way to McTominay and Pereira, who played fantastically midweek, But I would like to see what he can do when he's got the protection, the cover and the confidence of not being the most senior or most expensive player in a midfield. I think that might make a different player out of him. So a standard three-man midfield essentially there with Fred, Herrera and Matic. But I'm going to give Paul Pogba the freedom to try and find these two guys in the final third. And like I said, I'm resting Marcus Rashford. I am going to check out Lukaku on that right hand side, and I'm going to see Martial on that left hand side, and I want them to be splitting and I want them to be getting into the channels. And I think that's where you can really hurt Arsenal. You can get in behind their fullbacks and you can then work the way into the box from there, and I think that is where they're weakest, and I think we are actually pretty strong in those areas. So I want to see Tony Martial down the left, Lukaku down the right, and putting the ball in the box for the other one. And I think that we can do that. And the reason that Paul Pogba's going to sit off that other midfield free and basically just free roam anywhere he likes in the final third of that pitch, it's because Paul Pogba's been getting into the box lately. He's been having a hell of a lot of touches in the box, which he just simply did not have under Jose Mourinho at the start of the season. And because of that, I think the reason that you're seeing Paul Pogba scoring goals, not just the penalties, I think that you're seeing a hell of a lot out of him, and I think he's a massive threat when he gets in there, because the skill of the guy is unreal and the height and the physicality of him is fantastic as well. Got a super chat here from Robert Moore, and he says, keep doing what you're doing, mate. Love the channel, love the content. Give Ollie the job and give him a fresh pressed suit. I love it. Nice one, mate. Yeah, thank you for the support. But that's what I think United have to do, and I think that's why you're going with this formation. I think the key player for Manchester United this week is going to be the man that was missing midweek, and I thought we performed admirably without him, but definitely the key player for Manchester United is going to be Paul Pogba. I think Paul Pogba coming back into this side, get back to the Emirates, let's see what he can do. The stats that he's producing so far this season under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer are incredible. They were all right at the start of the season, but they've just gone into a whole other stratosphere now under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. And I would put it in to you that under Solskjaer, Paul Pogba has been the best player in midfield in the world. Get your questions in. We're going to be coming to the questions in a sec, but there's a couple of quotes from the press conference which I think are worthy of reading out, so let me pull those up for you right now. So in his press conference this morning, Solskjaer mentioned that Martial's returning. He said Anthony will be available, hopefully. We'll have Nemanja and or Ander ready as well, so we're looking better for it. We just need to have another couple of days training with the team. They've done well in their recovery work. Now, that was obviously this morning, so they've had today, and they'll likely have tomorrow as well. Pogba's return. He said Pogba was over there training with us and in the dressing room and in the meetings. He wanted to be a part of that game. It's great that he had a couple of days off after Southampton, so it was the least that he could do. Talking about this game, he said, Arsenal played 24 hours later than us, and of course it'll be tougher for them, so we'll be ready for Sunday for definite. And then he goes on to talk about Lukaku, Rashford and their partnership, and he says, I don't think a lot has changed with Lukaku. Of course he's been asked to play wide a few times and provide more chances, but now he's more in and around the box. We need Ron facing the goal, not with his back to goal. Now for me, that's massive. The issue that I had with Lukaku this season under Jose Mourinho is that we was trying to play him like he was Didier Drogba, and he's not Didier Drogba. He's a completely different footballer. Just because he's a big centre forward doesn't mean you can play him to the same sort of strengths that somebody else has. Lukaku is at his best when he's running with the ball and he's getting him in behind defences and putting balls into the box for him that he can finish with one touch. That's where you get the best Lukaku, and I'm so glad that Solskjaer's come out and mentioned this, because even for his size, he's terrible at those long straight balls to him from David De Gea. The hold up from him is atrocious. You might as well just kick it out. You're getting absolutely nothing for it. You might as well try and get a throw in as far up the pitch if that's what you're trying to do, because we don't get anything from him. We don't get anything from him at all when you're asking him to play for his back to goal. That's not his game. So I'm buzzing that Solskjaer's mentioned it, and maybe that's why we've seen a resurgent Lukaku, because something's clicked with him and the coaching staff about how he needs to be deployed. Then he talks about the partnership, and he says, of course we played with two up front with him and Rashi against PSG. They might form a very nice partnership together, because I think I wouldn't like to be a defender having them two running at me. You don't see much of a change in a player in 3 months. Talking about Rashford, he's 21, so you're excused if sometimes you really hit the highs, then sometimes you're a little bit off the pace. To be fair to Rashi, you don't expect the consistency yet in all of his play, but he's always got the quality. His finishing, his striking of the ball, his attitude, those attributes are always going to be with him. And then he compares him to Ronaldo, talking about the body shape that he's got and also the mentality that he's got to stay behind and work hard after training, which we always kind of knew about Rashford, didn't we, which is absolutely fantastic. And then he goes on to say that he's expecting him to get an extra 5 or 10 goals just by being in the box more. And if you do watch Marcus play, that is one of the things that you'll notice. He kind of drift left, drift right and come out of the D. I think just having the confidence to almost just stand there and wait for a ball to come to you in the box probably would add a few more goals to him. Keep getting your questions in, everybody. Ahmed reckons we're going to win them 8-2 again. I tell you what. Right, I'm going to head over to the Patreon group and see what questions are being fired in over there. Remember, Patreon group is what supports this channel. If you've got any interest in finding out anything about that, those lads got quite a lot of information this week. There's a signing that sounds like it might be pretty much done. It seems like a lot of people are talking about it. If you want to know who that is, then the link in the description will give you the answers to that. That's in the Patreon group. We also got told that Brandon Williams was going ahead of time in the Patreon group, and also what the formation was going to be earlier in the day against Paris as well. So there's all sorts of information getting dropped in there all the time. If you're interested in that, plus extra content like behind the scenes vlogs and a weekly podcast, then head over to the Patreon group and support the channel and the studio and everything else. Right then, question time, and also you get priority questions like this in the live streams. Milan says, do we play Fred or Pereira with McTominay and Pogba? Well, as you've just seen, I'm going to go with Fred, although I thought there's nothing against McTominay or Pereira, it's just something I wanted to see in this particular game. King Nathan says, do you think that Ren's shown that Arsenal are the same old Arsenal, weak mentality and always lose if a team plays counter-attacking football against them? I don't think you can make such a sweeping statement like that, but I think that it's the same old Arsenal in terms of that they've spent a lot of money in areas that they was all right in, and they've got players in, and they've never really addressed the need for bringing in leaders and centre-halves and stuff like that, and I think that's the same old Arsenal. Previn says, with Marshall, Herrera and Matic back, do you think Ollie will set us up similar to the FA Cup tie with a 4-4-2 diamond, or will we go back to the 4-3-3? I've gone with a diamond, and I think that really suits us, and I love seeing a two-striker system. Arshin says, do you reckon we should start Dolo at right wing? Been very impressive in that position last couple of games. He changed the game against Southampton and played well against PSG as well. I fancy our chances at Lingard's dance floor. I'm putting him at right back because I want to see those qualities out of him at right back. I think with Ander Herrera covering for him, those defensive frailties that are there in Dolo's game, that is the weakness in his game, which isn't great as a fullback. But I think what you get out of him with the ball at his feet makes up for it. With Ander Herrera doubling up with him, I don't think there's an issue, and I would like to see Dolo played as a fullback. Do I think Bailly is out of time? Says Brian McDee. Do you know what? It's a couple of consecutive bad performances, isn't it? I wouldn't like to write him off too early, but there does seem to be a bit of a concentration issue, which worries me, because there was one point he was undoubtedly our best centre-half, so can we get him back to that? Is it consistent games he needs to get mentally switched on for that? We'll find out. Matthew says, do you think Ollie will risk starting Marshall or Lingard? With Arsenal being pretty weak at right back, Tony could have a field day. Yeah, it sounds like Marshall's was nearly ready for Paris, whereas I didn't even hear that Lingard was close to being ready. So when he popped up in training, it was a little bit of a surprise today. So I would say it sounds like Marshall's further along, and considering that Lingard re-injured himself by coming back early, I think they'll want to be a little more cautious with him coming back. Secondly, with our midfield being pivotal to the last victory over Arsenal, do you think we'll be able to utilise the counter-attackers ruthlessly and efficiently as we did in the Cup? Not convinced by Fred's performance domestically, but I also can't see Ander or Matic starting. Well, yeah, I mean, if they don't start, then, of course, you're definitely going to see Fred, but I don't see why you can't see all of them, especially with all this sort of alluding to that they might be back. Rocky says, who of three set to return would you most like to see in the starting 11 with no Lingard? Who's in charge of goal celebrations? I want to see Tony Marshall. I want to see Tony Marshall because I think I give him a bit of shit prior to him signing his contract, and I understand the reasons for the way he was playing prior to signing his contract. I think he was being very selfish in how he played, and the reasons for that is probably one, he didn't like Mourinho and he was trying to elevate himself to either get a move or to show that he still had ability. And I think that since Solskjaer's came in and he signed the contract, he's become much more of a team player, and he's really showing what what he can do now. And I think he's such a good asset when he's on it. It was so frustrating that he wasn't playing for the team under Mourinho. And that can be, you know, there's a couple of reasons for that. But that's what I was seeing. And I'm not seeing that anymore. And he's a massive, massive asset if he's available. And with Rashford, despite what the balls it took on him to finish that penalty, I thought it was a bit of an off game for him in terms of he just didn't look light on his toes. And I'm putting that down to the knock that he's had since Liverpool. So I'm going to say give Marcus a rest. He's then got a full week then, more than a week before we got the FA Cup game. And then he'll have a bigger break on the back end of that. And let's hope he maybe doesn't go on international duty as well. On a scale of 1 to 8-2, how much are Arsenal shitting it after watching us midweek, says Hugo. I hope a lot. To be honest, I hope a solid 8-2 out of that they're flapping it big time, because I really do think that we could put it on them this weekend. I really do. I think United have had such good form away from home, and I think the lift that, can you imagine, I've been trying to find out what Ollie said at half time and no one will tell me, but I can imagine it was brilliant. And then I got told it just basically, it just went off in the dressing room afterwards. The lift, the confidence that must be in those players now, that's very hard to beat at times. So you have United coming into this full of confidence, underdog winning. They go to somewhere like the Emirates where confidence is fragile anyway. We could blow them away this weekend, and I would love it if we did. Without going full Kevin Keegan mode, I would absolutely love it if we did. Ahmed says, you reckon we should start Marshall in the 4-3-3 or keep the same formation as Wednesday and add Pogba to it? And slightly off topic, but I think Ollie should 99% get the job out of the 1% last hurdle would be City. If he jumps it, then he should get the 100%. Do you agree? No, because I think he deserves it 100% already. I think just the fact that we've seen records just get broken left, right and centre with the previous managers in the last 5 years for the wrong reasons. And Ollie's come in, he's got like 3 or 4 records to his name already in 3 months. That's enough. And coming back in the manner that we've come back, and the Old Trafford feels different under him. He's got it for me. Simple as that. Mitchell says, I've heard the board has 2 possible candidates for the United job, but who do you think will get it? Ollie or Ollie? I reckon it'll be Ollie. Nebby, how much of an advantage is it that Pogba didn't play versus PSG and he's now probably had a few days of rest after playing every 3-4 days for the last couple of weeks? I hope it's huge, because on his day and at the moment, there's no better midfielder than Paul Pogba. Ant says, if Ollie isn't given the job, I'm going to meet Ed Woodward. I'm going to need Ed Woodward's home address and a solid alibi. Can you help me with either? You'll have to get there before me, mate. Woo says, Bale seems likely to exit Real in the summer. Doesn't look happy. Do you reckon he'd be an asset to United, weighing up experience and talent versus age and injury issues? Or should we go for a younger prospect? I do like the idea of Bale. Even though I do like the 4-4-2 diamond, I like the idea of Bale as being an option, because he ain't going to play 50 games a season for you. We all just know that straight off the bat. So if you only need him for 25 games a season, what an option that is to switch to. And if you need a fast counter-attacking performance, you have Bale on the right, Tony on the left, and Marcus Rashford down the middle. You ain't catching them. Simple as, you're not catching them. So that would be unreal if we could do that. I would say, if you give me the chance now, maybe Sanchez likes Madrid. Maybe we go and we sort that out as a little swapsy-swapsy. Wages probably aren't much different, so let's do it. Please like the video if you're watching. There's 2,000 people watching and only a couple of hundred likes. Smash that like button, and I'm going to come to those questions from you guys in a second. Jabir says, am I still in shock from Wednesday? Yep. If I could bolster Ollie's backroom staff with a couple of ex-players, who would be the more obscure, the better? I'm hearing constantly that John O'Shea is going to be an amazing manager by a lot of people. So let's see if that's right and bring John O'Shea in. And and Cantona, because I'm a romantic and I just love Cantona to be at Old Trafford every week. How about that? I know he's not very obscure. Screw you. Who is Arsenal's biggest threat? I feel Ramsey is underappreciated there. Criminal, they've let his contract run down like that. He's a knack of making the right runs in between the lines. Yep, Ramsey's a fantastic player. There's a reason that Juventus are paying him 400 bag a week, and it's not because he's a bad player. I think Lacazette, if you allow him time and space, and I do worry that he can probably get in and around Smalling on the floor. I hope that Lindelof can try and get tight to him, because he does have a finish on the guy. So I would think that between those two, if you can stop those two, I think you're probably going to stop Arsenal. And you know what? I wouldn't rule out Mkhitaryan doing something just for old time's sake. Nico, can you drop McTominay for Sunday after that performance? He's not being dropped. He's being rotated. Dea says, do you see a way for Bailly back into the side after his performance against PSG? Yep, there's always a way back for everybody. I mean, you know, a couple of weeks ago, people were absolutely, myself included, done with Lukaku. Thought he's not going to fit this system, he's not going to fit this team. Well, do you know what? We were wrong. So I think there's always a way back for someone. Jack says, I thought Dalot was excellent when he came on. Do you expect him to start? Yes. Lewis, Lucas Torreira got a red card versus Spurs. Maybe him not playing would give Pogba more space in midfield to dictate, because I imagine if he did play, he'd just follow Pogba, limit him offensively. I think they're going to try and either do that with Xhaka or Guendouzi. One of those is probably going to try and stick to him, which is why that I want to see Fred in there alongside Herrera as well, because Herrera's even been getting forward too. And with the fact that you've got two strikers, which means the two centre-halves are going to be tied up, I think there's going to be space around there. And I still expect Pogba to find the space. And one thing that I think you're going to see from this game is the set pieces from United are going to be huge. United have got a massive advantage in the height. And I think from dead balls, as long as it's someone like Dalot whipping them in, I think United could be very, very deadly from dead balls. And I'm really interested to see how that plays off, because I think that's a weakness that Arsenal have got. Dutch Book says, will any of the youth get a place on the bench now that the injured lot of players have come back, and will they be relegated to the academy? There is an under-19s game, an under-19s European game coming up soon, so I would expect a lot of those involved on Wednesday night to go and feature in that game and push on and hopefully win that thing this year. We need to look at De Ligt from Ajax, give them 50, 60 million and take him. Only 19 and a serious good 10-year player. De Ligt's fantastic. He is fantastic. He's in that top bracket. We did something with Full-Time Devils a couple of months ago, and Gaz called him a prospect. He's not a prospect. He's the captain of Ajax. Like, he's a phenomenal footballer. De Jong has signed for Barca. Yep, 75 million. When do we see Greenwood again? Don't know, you know. Who will be captain next year, says Jack? Pogba, Herrera, or Young? He's not going to be Ashley Young, hopefully. But I do think Pogba, Herrera, and I'd throw David De Gea into the mix as well. One of those three. Lewis says, completely off topic, but having watched how you celebrated Rashford goal, if you could relive and re-celebrate one goal from our past, what would it be and why? Come on, man, that's not even a question. That can't be a question. There's only one goal that you're going back and celebrating, and it was in that shirt, to give you an idea. Oh, God. I can still remember the way we celebrated that goal right now and who I was with and what we did and everything. Yeah, 1999, the winner. Solskjaer's winner. All day long, I'm celebrating that thing again. No doubt about it. Especially if I could go back knowing that, you know, you don't just win the European Cup every year. we are probably going to win one or two in 20, 30 years, and that's going to be about as good as it gets. Yeah, God, I'm definitely going back and celebrating that. Is Mitz okay after I nearly killed him on Wednesday? Yeah, Mitz is in here today. He's fine. Apparently Chong is going to do a loan move to Ajax. I find that hard to believe, considering that we got him from Feyenoord or PSV. I'd be very surprised if he goes to Ajax, because that's a bad rival. Matt Thorpe, Dalot is a modern-day fullback. They have the role as an old out-and-out winger in a system we want up front when the wide men cut in. Yeah, to a certain extent, but he definitely does need to have a better defensive abilities, because he was quite poor with those. If you like the shirt, do you like the shirt, by the way? There's still a handful available, but it is only a handful. The link for them is in the description below. This is probably going to be the very last run of them. There was quite a lot got sold on Wednesday night, as you can imagine, people got completely excited. And if you fancy one, go and get yourself one. The link is in the description below. They're in, they're black, red, white, and grey. If you fancy going and getting one, in the link in the description, if you want to get one. It probably is going to be the last run, but I'm also taking some ideas for what we should do for the next. I'm thinking one saying top. What if he's mint? Any of these catching your eyes? Let us know which ones you fancy, and we'll probably get them made up probably some point next week or two. Righty then, any more questions? I can see the Sun report when Ollie is finally announced. It says, and Solskjaer has got it. Yes, yeah, pretty straightforward one. Why is there so much Monchi comments? I actually think that Monchi's going to Arsenal. I'm sure I read that. Because we're after a director of football and he's just left. So that could be a big reason. I imagine that's the crack. What do I think the score will be? Why don't you lot tell me what you lot think the score is going to be? And then I'll tell you what I think the score is going to be. I'm thinking probably 2-1 United. I think it's going to be very tight, but I think we come away with 3 points. I don't want to underestimate Arsenal, though. I think they're pretty good at home. I think they're very good at home, actually. But I think we can get it over the line with this one. How do I rate our chances in the Champions League? I think it's possible we can get through the next round. Pretty much no matter who it is, I think we've got a half-decent chance. I don't fancy Atleti. I don't fancy Ajax. I think we'd get through Liverpool, and I'd be very interested how we matched up with City. I definitely like Spurs. If we got Spurs, I'd be happy with that. So, you know, I'd be interested in seeing how all them go down. I don't really massively fear anyone. I wouldn't fancy Barcelona. Certainly wouldn't be digging it if we got Barcelona. But I'd be pretty confident in the next round. And then once you're in there, you're in a semi-final. And if you've got no injuries and you've got no suspensions, you've got half a chance. So we'll have to see. But if we manage to get there this year, there's no way we're losing that final if we get there. But I think it's a big ask to get there. Big time. Anyway, thank you guys. For joining us. We will see you after the game on Sunday, and I can't wait. I think it's going to be a cracker of a game. So come and join us for United Review on Sunday, and I'll see you there. Make sure to subscribe. Check out Patreon if you're after some of the inside info, what's going on at United, and also check the shirts out, and I'll see you then. Laters.